Fred Film Radio, Edinburgh International Film Festival, Scotland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the Edinburgh International Film Festival 2014, and I'm very happy to be joined by filmmaker Dietrich Bruggemann, who directed Stations of the Cross, directed and co-wrote Stations of the Cross, which was one of the highlights of this year's Berlin International Film Festival, having won the Silver Bear. And it was also one of the highlights of this festival. I mean, loads of people loved it. So thanks very much for taking the time and speaking with us today.
Well, it's an honour and a pleasure. Hello.
So for anyone who hasn't seen the film, would you like to tell us in your own words what Stations of the Cross is actually about?
Well, it's a film about a family and religion and those both kind of intermingling in a way. See, it's about conservative Catholicism. Maybe you might be familiar from the media with the Society of St. Pius, those kind of very strict traditionalist Catholics who do everything the way church always did it, so kind of reject all modern changes that I've come across. And that's kind of the background, but we really are unfolding a family story in there about a mother who's kind of very strict in pushing that religious thing. And it's ultimately about the daughter who at some point decides to do what's always demanded of her, and that is follow Jesus and be like him and sacrifice yourself.
Yeah, and the film also is shot using a very particular style.
Yeah, the film itself takes that shape of the path of Jesus on the way to crucifixion, because you have that in every church. You have those 14 stations of the cross, and it's like images on every side, 7 on each side. Maybe people often know it, and we decided to shape the film by that model, so to speak, put her in Jesus' place, and of course perverts that religious motif a bit.
Now, in the process, the camera moves very, very little. So how was that kind of approach? What was it like using that kind of approach?
Well, actually, everyone loved it. I mean, I figure I could now build a career on only making films like this, which I'm not planning to do. But I think I'll return to this model every once in a while. The first film I made 8 years ago had also just fixed camera setups. Those were 9. So I'm keeping fascinated with this still image that you can just move people in around. And as a spectator, it's a totally different thing from normal film. Normal film tells you, now you look here, and now you look there, and now you look here. And we don't do that. So the audience can decide for themselves where they want to. Well, the gaze can wander, you see. And making a film like this is a huge liberation, because you get rid of all the technical stuff, all the moving the camera around and doing the next setup and always being in a hurry. So making a film like this really gets back the focus where it should be, on working with the actors and making the scene work.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to the actor Florian Stetter a few days ago. He plays the character of the priest, and he said that it was very refreshing to work in a theatrical way, because he comes from a theatre background. So I guess there is comparisons that can be made with theatre as well as cinema in this film.
Absolutely. The process is very much theatre-like. The acting isn't, because in theatre you always interact with a large space crowded with people. I mean, ideally crowded with people. And here you don't. It's still the intimate acting for the camera that you have in the film. But still, I think it's the best of both worlds, actually.
But he mentioned as well that each scene was kind of shot in one day. And was that kind of more of a practical choice or an artistic choice? Or both?
Well, shooting each scene in one day actually comes with the whole package of doing each scene in one locked-off setup. So that's a day. I mean, you could take 2 days, but you don't need to. Normally, you have it in one. So we did one day of rehearsal for each scene. And then next day, we set up the camera and shot the scene. So that was 14 days of shooting with rehearsal days in between.
Well, I'd like to get back to the actual screenplay and the concept of the film. Because is there anything in particular that actually made you want to tell this story? Something that you might have heard, something that might have inspired you in a particular way?
Oh, well, I mean, we've been to places. I co-wrote the script with my younger sister, who's an actress. She plays a very small part in the film. And we always co-write our script, mostly. And in our family history, there was this one point where our father took us to that strict Catholic pious society. So we went there for a while. Luckily, not too long. So we knew these people and we knew the theology and the whole system. So we had been there, kind of. So we had that in the back of our minds. And I think it's always a good thing to know something. And I mean, you don't have to do the research. And I think you couldn't actually do research on that, because what happens in a confirmation class in a society like this, it's hard to research. So it's something we, like those vibrations, we knew about them. And then you see religion is kind of everywhere right now. It's not like it used to be in the late 90s when you might have thought, well, religion, it's done. It's over. So it's not. You know, Islam, everyone's talking about it, and those strange fundamentalist Christians over in America, and then this German guy becomes Pope, and first thing he does is stretch out his hand to the traditionalists, and then there's this fierce anti-religious movements people like Richard Dawkins in the structure, in the way of thinking. They're also kind of dogmatic. So it's like it's everywhere, and so this at some point we didn't think like, all right, what could our next film be? Should we maybe do something about religion, and what could that be? We don't work like that. I always try to do it the other way around. Just have a good idea, and then let that idea guide you. So the original idea was actually those 14 setups and the Stations of the Cross, and that was the idea for the film. And so at that moment, I knew I had to make it.
So that's very interesting. And actually, another question I would have is, what is the difference between having a young girl rather than a male character as your central figure, if there is any, in your opinion?
We never even thought about turning her into a boy. Just wouldn't have felt right. You know, in these religious circles, you have this one book that's being passed around from hand to hand. It's called There Shall Be Sacred or Holy Saint Children, which is derived from a saying, a quote. It's a quote of Saint Pope Pius X, who's kind of the namesake of that group. And it's full of stories about children that were incredibly pious and all died at a young age, and most of them were girls. So I think it's the same thing you have in all these anorexia debates and stuff. It's generally, not as a rule, but generally girls tend to damage themselves, whereas boys tend to go out and damage something else. So maybe that's the deeper meaning of that.
And interestingly enough, despite the fact that like it's a very delicate theme, in the end it's kind of this, there's a conflicting thing. Like you don't necessarily go right for it against Catholic traditionalism in an exploitational way. It's actually a haunting contrast.
Yeah, I never would raise my voice against religion as a whole, because I think it's, that would be stupid, because we can't get rid of it. I mean, human mind seems to be structured in a way that it wants to believe in something, and more fundamentally even, people want to gather in religious or kind of proto-religious circles. I mean, the whole film festival thing also has some kind of essence of religion. So religion is always going to be there, so we better deal with it and think about what way we're going to deal with it in, you see. So, I mean, apart from all this God stuff, what I really see when I look at religion is people going to church and forming communities, and that's a good thing. So we really tried hard to make a kind of more complex argument, you know, about religion. So we have really all kinds of side characters in the film who represent some kind of different approach at the subject.
Yes, a more modern kind of religion, like, you know, like the little boy who meets Maria, the leading girl, and he goes to choir, and they kind of sing more kind of modern music, types of music. So that's kind of a contrast in itself already.
Yeah, well, but for him it's not such a contrast, because he can't fit everything in his everyday normal life.
Exactly.
It's more a question about religion opposing religion being angry at the normal life we live, and I think that's a bad thing. Do you know, like, real fundamentalists, those like the Amish in America, or like Buddhist monks, they're real fundamentalists, because they're not angry at the rest of the world. They just go about the business, and they tell us in a calm voice that our whole everyday striving for happiness and stuff might lead to the opposite in the end. But they're not angry at us. They're not throwing bombs, and they're not telling us to how we should live our lives. So these other fundamentalist movements like the Pirate Society or the Islamists, I don't think they're even real fundamentalists. They're just afraid of the complexity of the whole modern world. I mean, there can be, and of course there's normal families in these circles too. It's not like every family is like this, but still, you raise your kid in a way that's kind of opposed to the life out there. I think that's a sad thing actually.
And I have to ask you, because I mentioned it before, the performances are great in this film, but the little girl who actually plays the lead must not have been easy to cast.
Yeah, well, actually, when you set out to do something like this, you know those stories. It's kind of film folklore. You heard so many directors saying, yeah, we cast like 5,000 girls for that part, and our casting director went to every school theater performance, and you prepared to do that. I was. So of course, what you do first is ask the usual agencies what they already got. So they send us a couple of people, and then we do run the first day of casting, and then we have like 7 candidates, and 2 of them were really good, and 1 of them was Leah. So in the evening, I watched the footage, and I was like, now this feels actually too easy. I'm supposed to cast like 5,000 girls, you know, but it was actually surprisingly easy. And I'm really, she was kind of heaven sent, so to speak. And I wouldn't even say I discovered her. I mean, she discovered herself. She wanted to act, so she rang that agency, and they said, yeah, we could try. So that's how we met. And working with her was, it was great, because if you have the right actor for the part, you don't even have to do lots of explaining. I mean, of course, you supply them with all the necessary facts, which is what documentaries to watch and maybe what church to visit just to get an impression, and what to read and all that stuff, you know, just getting the facts right. But apart from that, it's, basically you have to get the script right, because if the script has this kind of inner workings and the right inner logic, then it all kind of, when you get the right act and the right script, it all just acts out itself. At some certain point, it picks up that magic that kind of does fix itself in all the right places. So I, as a director, all I do is actually more like technical stuff, like timing and when do you approach the guy, does it feel right at that point, or maybe just like 2 sentences later. And so I'm kind of more of the technical director type in when doing a thing like this.
Okay, well, it's a great film, and that kind of definitely helps the performances. The performances feel very natural, and especially like we mentioned, Leah's performance.
I always go for natural performances, but yeah, who doesn't?
Well, thanks very much, Dietrich, for joining us. It's a great film, Stations of the Cross. Like I said, it's been one of the highlights of this festival. It was one of the highlights of Berlinale. It'll probably be a highlight of this year, I think, cinematically speaking. So thanks very much for taking the time and speaking with us.
Well, thank you. Goodbye.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.